Telemaka, South Africa, Telemaka, 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 hey, Zambia, Telemaka, hey, Telemaka, Telemaka, Zimbabwe, Telemaka, 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 Banda, 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 are you ready? Yeah, we gonna, hey, come on, put us in together. Is he a mighty God? Is he the King of Kings? Is he the Lord of Lords? Did he wake you up this morning? Has he preserved your life? Oh my God, did he put clothes on your body? Did he put food on your table? We're going to praise him tonight. You know, God is never tired. He's never tired in blessing you. He never sleeps nor slumber. It doesn't matter how much God has blessed, He keeps He will continue to bless. So tonight we're not gonna be tired blessing Him. We're not gonna be tired giving Him praise. Hallelujah.
Up next, Hallelujah. News bulletin.
Are you ready?
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Gold miners ordered to halt operations. Seven vehicles seized as ZRA cracks down on transit fraud in Kapiri and Porshi. SACCOD urges Zambia DRC commitment to safeguard truck drivers at Kasumbalesa border. And in foreign news, Uganda and Tanzania leaders hold a bilateral talks. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA has intercepted seven vehicles in Kapiri and Porshi, suspected to be involved in transit fraud, preventing a potential revenue loss of over 263,000 kwacha. In a statement issued on Sunday to One Love Radio News, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the seized vehicles include a Toyota Vanguard, Mark X, Probox, Wish, Suzuki Splash, and a Mazda CX-5. Mr. Nzala explains that the vehicles were allegedly headed for the Democratic Republic of Congo through Mokambo border post using falsified customs clearance documents. He says further checks revealed that the documents belonged to a different consignment involving sulfur bulk containers in other vehicles. Mr. Nzala adds that the smugglers attempted to avoid ZRA checkpoints by using unauthorized routes, to evade taxes and duties. He has emphasized that ZRA remains alert in the fight against smuggling and is committed to enforcing compliance in order to protect government revenue and the country's economic interests. Government has ordered illegal gold miners operating at the new Mufumbwe site in Chisamba district to immediately halt activities as efforts intensify to formalize the mining sector. Chisamba District Commissioner Joel Mboyoma has warned that the government will not tolerate illegal mining due to its danger to human life and the environment. Mr. Mboyoma has directed the miners to inform cooperatives and obtain necessary permits, adding that sanitation facilities must be installed to prevent disease outbreaks before mining can resume. Addressing miners at the new Mufumbwe gold mine in Chief Chamuka's area, Mr. Mboyoma has also cautioned against continued encroachment and reports of miners carrying guns and pangas. According to Zanis, he has emphasized that mining activities will only resume once all legal requirements are met, warning that failure to comply with results in the application of the law. Earlier, Chief Chamuka's advisor, Daniel Yomba, expressed concern over the vandalism of roads and the presence of weapons among some miners, describing the situation as foreign to the local community. Meanwhile, Small and Medium Enterprises District Cooperative and Entrepreneurship Development Inspector Lewis Kapalu reviewed that the processing period for cooperative certificates has been reduced from 21 working days to three due to increased demand. Mr. Kapalu says a minimum of 10 members and a 700 kwacha fee are required to register a cooperative. The Southern Africa Center for Conflict Resolution and Disputes, SACORD, has called for stronger commitment between the Zambian government and that of the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, to ensure the safety of truck drivers operating at Kasumbalesa border. The call follows discussions held during the recently concluded Zambia-DRC Joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security, where the DRC government committed to providing adequate security for international truck drivers in order to prevent attacks during the transportation of goods. However, SACORD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda has expressed concern over what he described as a lack of commitment and sincerity by both countries in addressing the long-standing safety challenges faced by truck drivers, despite several lives having been lost. While welcoming the recent engagement between the two nations, Mr. Muyunda noted that the initiative to engage the DRC government was long overdue, considering the persistent security threats at the border. He emphasizes that the critical role transporters play in driving social and economic development in both countries and stressed the need to create a safe and conducive working environment for them. Mr. Muyunda has therefore urged the governments of Zambia and the DRC to fully undertake their responsibilities by putting in place effective policies and security measures that will guarantee the safety of truck drivers.
By government, or the initiative by government to engage the Congolese government to provide security for our truck drivers and also border areas between Zambia and Congo is very, very important, and it is long overdue. We have had stories of drivers being attacked in the Congo for quite some time now. It was so much worrying that the government was not responding to that. But as SACORD will come by the initiative, what we are calling upon is sincerity between the Congolese and Zambian government in terms of them doing their responsibility as individual governments to ensure protection